Good morning, it's 7:19 with Sports News. I'm Jesse King. An email from MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred to union head Tony Clark led to a balk in the drawn-out talks to start the pandemic-delayed season, which now won't begin by July 19th. The executive committee of the Players Association was set to vote and reject MLB's latest offer for a 60-game season yesterday. Manfred says he really believes they are fighting over an impossibility on games. He says the earliest they'll be ready for players to report is a week from today, given the need to relocate teams from Florida. That leaves 66 days to play 60 games, and Manfred says, quote, realistically, that is outside of the envelope now, end quote. Players want 70 games and $275 million more than teams are offering. They are worried that if a resurgence of COVID-19 causes the 2020 season to be cut short, the deal being negotiated would lock in innovations for 2021 and lessen the union's bargaining power. In golf yesterday, Webb Simpson ran off 5 birdies in a 6-hole stretch on the back 9 at Harbortown and closed the RBC Heritage with a 7-under-64 for a one-shot victory over Abraham Anser. And in NASCAR, thunderstorms postponed the Cup Series race at Talladega Super Speedway that was to mark the return of more fans to the track. The race was pushed to today at 3 p.m. NASCAR also says it's investigating the discovery of a noose in Bubba Wallace's garage stall yesterday. Wallace is the only full-time black driver in the Cup Series, and 2 weeks ago he successfully pushed for NASCAR to ban the Confederate flag at its tracks and properties. The ESPYs were last night, bit of a different version this year with no red carpet, house band, or monologue poking fun at the last year in sports. Instead, the event, hosted remotely by NFL quarterback Russell Wilson, soccer star Megan Rapinoe, and Sue Bird of the WNBA, focused on the pandemic and racial justice. The Cavaliers' Kevin Love won the Arthur Ashe Award for Courage for sparking a national conversation about mental health. The Twins' Nelson Cruz took home the Muhammad Ali Sports Humanitarian of the Year Award for helping his hometown in the Dominican Republic with public service needs. I'm Jesse King.